WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We consider the atmosphere to be that envelope of gas surrounding the Earth, which changes from the ground up. Five distinct layers have been identified using the elements of temperature change or thermal characteristic, chemical composition, movement, and density. Each layer is bounded by pauses where the maximum changes in these characteristics occur. In July 2007, I did an episode on the troposphere, which is where the weather occurs. So let's start at the next level above that, the stratosphere. The stratosphere extends from the tropopause, the top of the troposphere, up to 31 miles above the Earth's surface. This layer holds about 19% of the atmosphere's gases, but it holds very little water vapor. Temperature increases with height in the stratosphere as radiation is increasingly absorbed by oxygen molecules, leading to the formation of ozone. The temperature rises from about minus 76 degrees Fahrenheit at the tropopause to a maximum of about 5 degrees Fahrenheit at the stratopause due to the absorption of ultraviolet radiation. The increase in temperature with height means there is no convection and no vertical movement of the gases. The transition boundary, which separates the stratosphere from the mesosphere, is called the stratopause. The regions of the stratosphere and the mesosphere together, along with the stratopause and the mesopause, are also known as the middle atmosphere by scientists. The mesosphere extends from the stratopause to about 53 miles above the Earth. Gases, including oxygen molecules, continue to become thinner and thinner with height. As such, the effect of the warming by ultraviolet radiation also becomes less and less, leading to a decrease in temperature with height. On average, the temperature decreases from about 5 degrees Fahrenheit to as low as minus 184 degrees Fahrenheit at the mesopause. However, the gases in the mesosphere are still thick enough to slow down meteorites hurtling into the atmosphere, where they burn up, leaving fiery trails in the night sky. In the next episode, we'll go even further out, way out. One of the things James Spann likes to do most, into the thermosphere and exosphere. Got a weather question? Drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.